نسألك
يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المبتدئ المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners, this is our interview segment, and the date today is the 26th of Shawwal 1446. Alhamdulillah, we have Mufti Muhammad Saab Hafidhahullah, and he will be addressing us. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum. Jazakum Allah khairan for the opportunity.
Mufti Saab, all well on your side? Are you ready? Already here in our side of the area in Johannesburg for the
Ijtima? No, soon we're leaving, inshallah. We have to come for the Ijtima, you know, that's our means of hidayat, man. So inshallah, we'll leave soon. And I was just telling Brother Boniface, I hope I see him there. I told him that if he comes, he'll come with you, inshallah, and I'd like to, we'll have some coffee together there.
Yeah.
And we'll sit a little bit in the environment. I'd like to talk to him also. He's a very special brother. Alhamdulillah. How many times he phones us early in the morning? Gives us good reminders. Allah bless Brother Boniface, inshallah. Allah bring him to hidayat and iman, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. Yeah.
But that environment of the istima is like that. You know, anyone who comes in that environment. We Muslims take so much of effect. Imagine a few non-Muslims that we know, if you bring them in that environment, buy them a chicken tikka, let them see the salah, let them experience that beautiful occasion. Inshallah, it will have an impact. It will actually create an indelible mark. Because they wonder, thousands of people, no arguments, no fighting, people greeting people so nicely. As you enter, they pour some juice, some nuts, you know, the simple kajur. They try their best to bring everything alive in accordance to Sunnah. Allah reward our elders and our
Shatis. Ameen, ameen. Mufti Saab, so today, what does Mufti Saab want to say to the Ummah?
One is, I want to just share quickly a message on the fact that this holiday that we just had, you know, the Christians say that was the day Hazrat Isa alayhi salam had passed away. So I wanted our Muslims to know that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was protected by Allah. He's a mighty messenger of Allah. I mean, ulil azmi min al-rusul, the five of the mightiest messengers of Allah that Allah mentions in the Quran. Wa minka wa min Nuhi wa Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa bin Maryam. Allah Ta'ala in this sequence mentioned, Allah mentions Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, because he's the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. And Allah mentions Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, wa Ibrahim, wa Musa, wa Isa ibn Maryam. These five are ulul azmi min al-rusul, the mightiest of all the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. Now Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's amazing life, he was born miraculously. He taught the people truth. He advocated to the people concerning Allah's oneness. And he also, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ, gave glad tidings. He gave people the good news. And what was the good news he gave? That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah, is coming after me. So Isa alayhi wa sallam gave that good news about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, وَبُشْرَ Isa, the good news Hazrat Isa spoke about, I am that good news. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the good news that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam spoke about. That's why Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said to them, there are many things I want to say unto you, but you cannot bear them. But when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will share it with you. And he will remain with you forever. But then they asked Hazrat Isa, why do you have to go? He said, if I go not, he shall not come. So this clearly refutes the fact that they say that this was the Holy Spirit. Because the help of Allah, the malaika of Allah were with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam was with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, sending wahi and so forth. So it's not that this verse is clear. It's referring to someone, a person who is to come after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who was not there. Hazrat Jibreel was there, the malaika were there. So this is a clear refutation of that. And then our Muslims can share with their non-Muslim colleagues and friends what the Quran Kareem says in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah says, O Hazrat Isa, I will raise you in full Allah Ta'ala raised Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He was raised to the heavens. And then some misconstrue this verse of chapter of Para 3 and Surah Ali Imran, the last quarter of Para 3. If قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, Allah said to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, verily I will take you in full. So they take the incorrect translation of the word mutawafiq to mean wafat, which is death. But this doesn't mean death. What it means to take in full, why it doesn't mean death, is because the Quran Kareem explains itself. One verse explains the next verse. So in the next chapter of the Quran, Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, and they didn't kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, and nor did they crucify him. Allah saved him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, the matter was confused upon them. So my brother showed me this verse in the Bible. So in the Quran, it's clearly proven that Hazrat Isa did not die. He was raised to the heavens. And then the other point to take note of is, well, just to mention this verse, Hebrews 5:7. My brother showed me, rahimahullah, that Jesus prayed to the Lord who can save him from death, and his prayer was heard. Heard there means answered. Jesus prayed to Allah to save him. They tried to kill him. And his prayer was heard, meaning Allah heard his prayer. Allah answered his prayer. And Allah raised him. So from this verse in the Bible also, it's clearly apparent that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was not killed. He was raised to the heavens. Allah saved him from the brutality of the Jews there who were trying to kill him, and they killed many Anbiya alayhim as-salam. That's why there's something so interesting. I was showing the class the other day because we did the hadith in the hadith kitabs. The hadith also comes in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 3535. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to the Sahaba about the cornerstone of the building. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the structure of Anbiya alayhim as-salam is like this building. And the main brick, which is a very, very pertinent brick in the structure, was not placed. It was not put. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am that main cornerstone of the building, that main brick of the building. Interestingly, in Matthew's chapter 21, verse 42, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam says to his people that, have you heard about the brick that was rejected? And that brick becomes the main cornerstone of the structure. So he's telling them about that main brick of the building. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, which is in Sahih Bukhari, is saying, I am that brick, I am that labina. And in this verse of Matthew, it carries on interestingly. And then Isa alayhi salam says to them that Allah will replace you with a nation that would bear the fruit, an unlettered nation. This is Matthew 42, 43, 44. So clearly, they are told that they are substituted. They are replaced. Allah brings a humble people. And who is this humble people? The people of the rejected Nabi of Allah. Who was rejected? They rejected Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. They rejected Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. But Allah chose the offspring of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam to be the greatest of all. Now, interestingly, they have an opportunity to be part of him too. This is the beauty of Islam. It's not confined to one race or one nationality or one creed. It's for everyone. So this verse in Hebrews 5:7 clearly says, Allah answered the dua of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and he was not killed. And then also, biblically proven, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said that just as Jonah was, so was the Son of Man. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam equates himself to be like Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, who was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, alive. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens and he was alive. And then he came back and they saw him thereafter when he was alive. That's my first sentiment. The other is, I wanted to share something very pertinent, that Uhud and Hamra'ul Asad took place in this month of Shawwal. But inshallah, we will share that at another occasion, inshallah, because Allah has given us what an opportunity right in front of us. What an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us right there, respected Ummah. this ijtima that we have. This is the request. Every one of us should be part and parcel of the ijtima. We should benefit from the environment of the ijtima. The ijtima has such, Allahu Akbar, so much of benefit. The whole ummah getting together. Everyone being part and parcel of this beautiful ummah. If we look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba kiram radhiyallahu anhum, we find in their lives how an environment has a great impact. The environment plays a great role in changing lives. Now imagine such an occasion of the ijtima. And we look into the history of South Africa. What an impact the ijtimas have had on communities, on people, on individuals. How many people were totally out of line in life, just coming into that environment had changed them totally, just the environment. And we've seen this repeatedly. What an opportunity, respected Ummah, to go with our sons, be there for the Salah, listen to the program, experience that beautiful ambiance. You know, today, we've become so, spoiled. We can't tolerate anything. Mm. We can't tolerate mud. We can't tolerate this. We can't. This ijtima is to teach us simplicity. How will it be when we are in that grave and they're throwing soil over us? And we learn that, hey, you know, these small, small issues in life, we shouldn't have complained about. We should appreciate what Allah is doing for us. We should appreciate how many opportunities out there. We should appreciate occasions like the ijtima. Who knows how long we can have ijtimas. Let's value these opportunities. That's why it's so important. Sadly, our youth are not attending such gatherings because we've spoiled them so much. And this is, subhanAllah, very, very worrying. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, وَيَصِيرَ الْوُلْدُ غَيْظًا. The youth and the youngsters will start having anger issues before Judgment Day. And what's causing these anger issues? Because everything they want, we make as parents available to them. And also through the gadgets they have, it is self-gratification. You want a charger, you want earphone, iPhone, this, that. You want a meal. You just order it within the next few minutes. It's delivered right to your door. Everything is just digital, just at the touch of a button. Now when things don't happen the way we expected or we planned, now we get very upset, we get very irritable, and we get very angry. Before, children were worried that they mustn't upset their parents. Today, parents are worried, are scared. They mustn't upset their children. The way times have changed, and it seems this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold. But occasions like the ijtima will actually enhance and inspire us as the youth, respected ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mothers, encourage your big sons, your mature sons, to go into that environment. Give them du'as. That environment will inspire them to take the correct road in life. That environment will inspire them to actually protect their iman. How many people out there are losing their iman, respected ummah? This occasion of the ijtima is an environment of deen, an environment of iman, an environment of ikram, or an environment of akhlaq. There was this kargozari we heard, and there were these few friends in this one country, right? Not far. And they had a meet-up point. They were meeting up at some cafe, and they used to smoke their na'udhubillah dakha and play cards. So they know they're supposed to be meeting. The one friend said, I went there, and my friends weren't there. I got upset. You know, we had the game set. Everything was done. You know? And today the youngsters are meeting in different places too. Going here, going there. Now they're meeting up. He comes there. The others didn't make it. Now he gets very upset. He goes to their house. Where are they? He gets news from their wives and from their parents that they're gone for the ijtima. So he's thinking, what is this ijtima? Upset, irritable. He goes to the ijtima just to call his friends. So as he gets there, when you arrive at the ijtima, There's a little gazebo there. But the brothers there, with a smiling face, welcome every person that arrives. You know? And then even, subhanAllah, the elders guide those brothers who stand there, that make sure you smile at every person who arrives. He's an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All colors, all races, all nationalities, everyone is our beloved ummah. Love them, care for them, see if everything is okay, serve them just for Allah. You don't know the man's name, you don't know his bank balance, you don't even know where he's working. No questions, you know, just welcome him, give him some juice, give him some khajur, make him comfortable. Show him in which direction he should go, depending on his area, whether it's from this region or that region. All are in the tents there. It's such a reminder of Akhirah. It's such a reminder of Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's such a reminder, Ya Allah, of Hajj. What a reminder. What a reminder of Akhirah. Just those white, white, beautiful tents, Ya Allah. So as this man arrives there, people are greeting him. How are you? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Come, come. Welcome. Marhaba. Marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan. You've come to your family. Take it easy. You're welcome. Don't worry about anything. Come, come. They give him juice. They give. Now he is a little bit irritable. People greeted him with so much of love. His heart was softened. Now he's going looking for his friends. But the bayan is on. And subhanAllah, bayan also plays on the speakers, that Allah is the greatest, Allah is most perfect, Allah's grandeur, Allah's love, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, that Allah says, oh my bando, inni laka muhibbun, fa bihaqqi alayka kulli muhibba. Oh my bando, I love you. Isn't it my right that you should love me too? Oh my bando, in dhakartani dhakartuk, wa in nasitani dhakartuk. When you remember me, I remember you. When you forget me, I still remember you. Oh my bando, I remember you, but you forget me. Azkuruka wa tansani, asturuka wa la tar'ani. I conceal your faults and your mistakes, but you don't consider me. Oh my bando, the earth wants to crush you and crumble you and destroy you, but I don't allow them. I don't allow the skies and the mountains to harm you. Because I tell them that this is my bando. He's hearing these words that nothing can happen without the permission of Allah. Every breath of air comes from Allah. Every sip of water comes from Allah. Every heartbeat comes from Allah. Every functionality of every limb only happens through Allah. And us as makhluk, we can't lift a finger without Allah. We cannot take a breath without Allah. We cannot take a step without Allah. We cannot swallow a morsel without Allah. The sun can't rise without Allah. The sun can't set without Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, night, day, every atom in the universe needs Allah. And Allah does everything and anything without the help of creation. Creation can do nothing without the help of Allah. So much of Allah, 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 Allah. When you ask, ask from Allah. When you're in need, turn to Allah. When you're in pain, beseech Allah. When you have problems, the solution is from Allah. And nothing can happen without Allah. When you need something, makhluk can't help you. If they help you, it's Allah putting it in their heart to help you. One great lesson you learn, and we learn in the ijtima, that Allah says, what the hell? Makhluk says, hey, Allah is doing, makhluk can do, Allah is doing, makhluk can do. An environment where we are encouraged not to make ghibat, not to make backbiting, not to harm people, not to look down upon people. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ الْهُمَزَةِ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا. And now at the time of Salah, how the Safs are made straight. We're learning so many beautiful sunnahs, even before the Salah. The Shaykh from the front is explaining how to stand with the in the Saf so beautifully, and how to switch off the phones, because Salah is that communion with Allah. Make extra tilawat of the Quran. That beautiful ambiance, as far as the eye can see, you seeing people right, left, front, and the bayan, subhanAllah. Simple things, but heart-rending, inspirational, motivational, touches the heart, permeates the core to the core. Then after the bayan, the advice, sit together. What you learn, share with your friend. What your friend learned, share with each other. And then everything before you do anything, this tarheeb, how to do it in accordance to sunnah. That's why just coming quick and going has that slight benefit, but it needs that time. That 3 days, that full 3 days has that impact. But this man, he's walking, looking for his friends. That's all. He's not there for anything else. And he's hearing these words. And he started crying. And he's tearing. And he's saying, Ya Allah, how much you've done for us. Ya Allah, everything you do for me. Ya Allah, how ungrateful am I? And now he goes to one stall there. Sometimes it's such beautiful stalls too. Alhamdulillah. We're looking for beautiful things. Kurta, this, that. It's all available there. He says, no, I'm going to buy one kurta. And I'm going to the main tent to make my salah. Whole intention change. He goes. He buys one kurta. He buys one topi. Hazrat Marana Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayh. How beautifully when one of his students, a local businessman in Lucknow, used to attend his morning tafsir. And on one occasion, few days, that individual was nowhere to be seen, but absent basically. So after a few days, 3-4 days, I would ask him, kya hua bhai? What happened, my brother? Didn't see you a few days, we missed you. Your absence was felt. He said, tabligh wale ne mujhe pakar liya. The brothers, you know, took me. Hazrat cried. He said, kya hua? Did they do something wrong? Oh, this work, Allah has put such an impact in it. That my brother, you sit in here for so many years, you attend my morning tafsir. But I haven't seen an external change in you. I'm not saying your heart hasn't changed. But 3 days in that environment, I see you haven't touched your beard for a few days. I see you're changing, your dress code has changed. I see your demeanor has changed. What an impact Allah has placed in this work. Allah has gifted us with this work, respected Ummah. Let's value this work. Let's come out a little bit of our comfort zones. Come into that environment. Greet people nicely. Talk to people politely. Come in that environment. Be part and parcel of the program. We all have spiritual maladies. So much of that will be treated in that environment. But Allah's tarbiyat. This man, he bought his kurta, bought his topi. He's going toward the main tent. Wah, 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 wah. And while he's on his way there, he sees his friends. And now he's not reprimanding them or shouting them, why you all didn't come there, this, that. And they hug each other. And they all three sat in the program and they gave their names to change their lives and go 4 months in the path of Allah. This is one of thousands of karguzaris, of true incidents of people's life changing experiences all through the ijtima. It's 1 month before the ijtima. On the site, there were doctors, lawyers, scientists, physicians, specialists, all day working on the maidan of the ijtima. Some preparing portable toilets, others preparing wudu khanas, others laying mats. These are prominent businessmen who can get their staff to do all of that. But they were there doing it themselves. All of this has an impact, respected Ummah. These hear these sentiments and every one of us should be there. Don't make excuses. Phone up your friend. Come, brother. I knew you for so long. Let's go for the ijtima. Your friend will say, no, fishing, paidal, whatever else. You say, no, brother, how can we? The ijtima is going on. How can we? You pick up your friend. You pick up your colleague. You pick up your brother. You pick up your son. You pick up. Lord, be the engine of this ummah. Be the engine of this ummah. Those who will carry the ummah. Those who will steer the ummah. You see those 50 carriages on that train. The train is moving so fast. But then one day you see it all stagnated and stuck there for years. It's just getting rotten. Why? Because the main cabin is stuck. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us not to be like 100 camels, but even one you can't ride on. An-nas ka ibilin mi'ah. La tara fiha rahila. Respected Ummah. Ask Allah while we are sitting that we must be that cabin to carry the Ummah. We must be that carriage that will take the Ummah. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Imam doesn't only mean Imam Sahib, but that also, but it also means one who will start and be a source of khair coming into others, and one who will carry the responsibility of the Ummah. This is what the Ummah needs. So respected Ummah, Dr. Saab, Lawyer Saab, Physician Saab, Scientist Saab, President Saab, Prime Minister Saab, whatever faculty Allah gave us, let's be there. Let's sit in the environment, sit for the program. Don't worry, that little dust is khair. It's a reminder of the dust in the grave. It's a reminder of the need for our electricity in the grave. Bring people, come into this environment. This environment has an impact. How many sahaba's lives? One sahabi, na'udhu billah, prior, his prior life, he was a murderer, a gangster. He came and he was detained in Masjid al-Nabawi for 3 days. He was then released. And when he leaves the masjid, his life was changed. He said, "Oh, beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no one I hated more than you. I love you the most. There was no city that I detested like your city. Your city is most beloved to me. There was no deen that I hated like your deen. Today I love your deen." That 3 days in the environment, all try. Don't make excuses. Don't only be to one who come alone. Bring others also. Sabku lekar waha ana hai. Allah give us tawfiq. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balig maqasidana waqif lana ma mada ya wasi' al karami. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab, for that beautiful invitation. And inshallah, we hope to meet you also. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum.
Don't forget my friend Boniface, please. I have to have a cup of coffee with him there.
Boni, you're listening, ne? You're listening attentively. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.